Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, Passage to Profit co-host, podcast consultant, speaker, and Gearhart Law chief marketing officer.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So Sahil Mehta with SahilMehta.com, what is a secret you can share?
I'm going to share something that might actually build a little bit of anxiety, but let's go anyway.
Whoa.
I would say the secret that I would recommend to every entrepreneur is just disappear for a week.
Oh,
disappear
like
for
that.
A week. Such a good way to test your systems, your processes, to see how capable your team actually is. Because what I find with most business owners that I work with is they themselves are involved in too many decisions because they feel the decision cannot be made without them. And whenever I go to these mountains, I'm usually in the dark, meaning there's no phone signal. I'm completely disconnected for 7 days, 10 days at a time. And I come back and things are great. And it's a very humbling experience because it made me realize that I'm actually not as important as I thought I was in my business. But it was a great learning because the team stood up when they had to. And anything that wasn't working well, we would just adapt it, change it, make sure that it's in line with, you know, for the future. So disappear for a week. Go ahead and try it.
Easier said when you have your own chatbot. But so Brady Sticker with churchcandy.com. What's a secret you can share?
This is something that a lot of pastors have a problem with as well as entrepreneurs. There's a quote by Steve Jobs that says, focus is saying no to good ideas. And especially as entrepreneurs, you know, we could be scaling our business, doing things, and we hit a wall, and then our business might stagnate. Or similarly, in like the ministry world. So often I see business owners, they get stuck in their business, they start to get momentum, it gets stuck. Well, then they start chasing this other opportunity, and now they're doing this other thing. And then a few months go by, and they hit a wall there, and they go do something else. So instead of trying to fix that one problem, it's easier to just do what they did back when they first got into entrepreneurship, starting something from scratch, because there's a dopamine hit when you get that first deposit in a new opportunity, right?
Yeah.
And it's easier to go and just try to do something else. And so focus is just saying no to good ideas. And that's something that I've had to be disciplined in. And I think that's something that's helped us scale.
Right? That's really smart because I have ideas all the time and I have to say, nope. Okay, we're going to try to stick with this one. So Tom Ragg with LoanDepot.com. What's a secret you can share?
I don't know if it's a secret. I think that in general, if you commit and show up every day and stay committed to the process and hold yourself accountable, and to Sahil's words of wisdom earlier is we have something in the mortgage business when people move, it's called clear the clutter. You put your house on the market and you want people to see it for what it is and you don't want them to see all your personal stuff. So you clear the clutter. And I think getting rid of wasted time is a huge opportunity for success, because if you're wasting minutes during the day doing things that aren't helping your business and that's your priority, then you have to be committed and you have to show up every day. I would just tell people, you know, don't give up, chase your dreams and keep working hard. And stay on task and hold yourself accountable.
Great secrets. Richard Gearhart, Gearhart Law. What's a secret you can share?
Well, I would say don't forget to celebrate your successes, whether they're big or small. So we're going to be celebrating our 20-year anniversary, and that's a big celebration, and that's a big success. But also just the little ones, you know, maybe hitting your numbers for the month or making a client especially happy. The things that work out well, you want to celebrate it, even if it's in your own mind, but maybe you have a glass of wine or maybe you do something to reward yourself that's small, go to a movie, whatever it is that works for you, but celebrate your successes.
Well, I love doing that.
Well, you taught me that one.
So my secret with Gear Media Studios is everyone does things differently. So I had a meetup last night in podcast and YouTube creators community. I co-host this meetup, and we had a panel of people that have started podcasts and been pretty successful. And we said, what went wrong and what went right? And we talked about how we started, and we all started differently. Our podcasts are on different topics, but it made me realize that whatever you do, you're going to do it your own way. So you may be the baker who makes the loaf of bread that everybody wants, and there's a line out your bakery door, and there may be a bakery right next door to you, and nobody's buying their bread because they don't like the way they did it, and they like the way you did it. So if there's something you're passionate about that you really like to do, do it your own way. And yeah, I think that'll bring you success.
So that's great. That's it for us. Passage to Profit is a Gear Media Studios production. It's a nationally syndicated radio show appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.